From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Wednesday said the number of terror attacks in the world declined last year for a second year in a row, although the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more deaths. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said the IS group did experience setbacks last year.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016, directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
Sibarel listed several defeats of Islamic State in Iraq, culminating in the liberation of Mosul, while much of northern Syria near Turkey has been cleared of an IS presence. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said the Sunni jihadist group is not the same as it was 2 years ago.
This is a group that simply is unable to mount the same kinds of operations at the same rate over time. Particularly in Iraq and in Syria, ISIS violence is going to go down. The real question is, how will the nature of this organization change over time?
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terrorist incidents occurred in 2016, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities. Most of the attacks took place in five countries: Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Nigeria, and Pakistan. A Kenyan court has sentenced three men to life in prison for stripping and assaulting a woman they believed had dressed provocatively. They avoided a death sentence because of Kenya's ban on executions. A video of the attack at a gas station outside the capital, Nairobi, 3 years ago circulated on social media, prompting marches and a campaign against violence against women. This is VOA.